Good morning. Whether you are joining us online or here at the church, welcome to First Unitarian Universalist Church of Austin. We are a spiritual community dedicated to a free and responsible search for truth, meaning, and beauty. I'm the Reverend Erin Walter, she, her, the minister and executive director of your Texas Unitarian Universalist Justice Ministry. That is the state justice network of which this church is a vital and important part. This is my first time back in the pulpit after a six-month sabbatical. And there are no people I would rather be with today. And I send you love from the 40 sibling congregations around the state and all of my colleagues and friends around the nation who are really in it together right now. This is not the moment I wanted to come back to, but again, there's no people I would rather face this moment with. Our hearts are in Minneapolis. So many UUs are on the ground as ICE occupies that city against the will of the local and state government, the will of the people, and the will of truth. They are inside, our hearts are inside ICE detention centers, every prison and jail cell, every home in Texas, in Minnesota, and anywhere where people are scared to go outside because of what their government is doing to them, because of greed and fascism. Our hearts, too, are with the family of our beloved Reverend Meg, who dove back into the river of love as our dear friend Meg's spouse, the Reverend Kaya Hartwood, put it, and with our sibling congregation, First UU Church of the Brazos Valley. Let us have a time of silence now to ground ourselves in all the love and grief and hope that we share. I grew up here, and I especially want to welcome you if you are brand new to this congregation. Everyone was new here once, even those of us who came as toddlers. So welcome. Your presence here today is an act of hope. It matters that you are here now. And I want to invite you, if you are willing, to look around now or in coffee hour and notice who's here, but also notice who isn't here. Please reach out to anyone who is missing. We need each other now. If you are visiting us remotely, please say hello in the comments and let us know where you're participating from. It matters to us that you are here too. Everyone is welcome in social hour after the service, and everyone is urged, please, to fill out the visitor form at austinuu.org. Just click worship. That'll take you to the form. We really want to get to know you, and we really want to stay in touch with you. As Unitarian Universalists, we come from a long tradition of sensing that river of divine love that flows through each of us. And it is in that tradition that I invite you to greet the holy among us in the comments online or around you in the sanctuary today. Let's say good morning to our beloveds.
I'm Ann Edwards, your lay leader this morning. Now, please join me in the words by which we light our chalice. This is the flame we hold in our hearts as we strive for justice for everyone. This is the light we shine upon systems of oppression until they are no more. This is the warmth we share with one another as we struggle becomes our salvation. Our call to worship are words from the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King from his Nobel Peace Prize acceptance speech. We've been in the mountain of war. We've been in the mountain of violence. We've been in the mountain of hatred long enough. It is necessary to move on now. But only by moving out of this mountain can we move to the promised land of justice and brotherhood and the kingdom of God. It all boils down to the fact that we must never allow ourselves to become satisfied with unattained goals. We must always maintain a kind of divine discontent.
How do we hold all the grief, pain, and loving rage of this moment alongside the pure joy of being alive, of the sunrise, of our pets and babies and friends? One sacred way is through music. And so today's service here in the live music capital of the world will share diverse music that we hope reaches your soul and your neighbor's soul. Classical, gospel, acoustic, and rock and roll. So if there's a piece that's for you, awesome. And if there's a piece that's not for you, trust that it's for your neighbor.
One of the things that binds First U together as a religious community is that the congregation has a common purpose. The First Unitarian Universalist Church of Austin, that common purpose is its mission. The congregation wrote it together and put it on the wall in the sanctuary. Every Sunday, church participants say it together, so that we may more readily carry it with us in our hearts throughout the week. Let us say it together now. Together, we nourish souls, transform lives, and do justice to build the beloved community.
I want to thank my bandmate, Andrew Solon, for being with us this morning on guitar. Our hymn, well, actually, it's the anthem, but we are including the words so you can sing along with us. It's another one that we've done with you, with Reverend Kaya, with lots of folks to affirm our commitments. It's called I Am Willing. We do invite you to sing if you would like.
I am open and I am willing for to be. Seems so strange. It dishonors those who go before us. So lift me up till I have changed. There is a hurting in my family, and there is sorrow. Yeah. to hold my wonder. Oh, and give me an ocean to hold my tears, for I am open and I am willing for to be hopeless. What seems so strange, it dishonors those who go before us. So lift me up to the light of change. Yeah, lift me up to the light of change.
Our reading this morning is How We Die by the Reverend Meg Barnhouse, written October 5th, 2022. She starts with a quote from Haruki Murakami: "Death is not the opposite of life, but a part of it." Reverend Meg wrote, "I was at the bedside of a man in my congregation. He was dying. 'I don't know how to do this,' he said." He had been a professor, a scientist. He'd been mean to his wife, mean to his grown kids, mean to the people in the congregation. I was surprised at the openness of this moment. "I don't either," I said. "I've sat by a lot of people while they were dying. It looks like you just got farther and farther away and your body shuts itself down. Maybe it's like falling asleep. You've done that plenty of times, right?" He was fighting, kicking at death like he had kicked at life. "One thing I've noticed as a minister is that people seem to die the way they live. Some want to be no trouble. They slip away when no one's looking. Some want to be surrounded by family and friends. Some want to be sung to, read to. The end of life is a threshold time, meaning that it is a time when things come up for review. Families can reconcile or break apart. Often, emotionally wrenching decisions have to be made. Some people's thoughts are of the people they're leaving behind. Some people haven't made any plans or arrangements. Everyone's been talking to them about fighting. And no one has asked what they would like to have happen at the end. It's good to give it some thought. That way, you get to pick readings that say something about you, songs that you like. No one who is crazed with grief has to figure all that out. It's your final message to those who've loved you. I'm asking you to think about these things. Talk about them with your family before you get sick. Take care of your relationships so you won't have any regrets that could have been fixed. Practice accepting help so you will be graceful to your caregivers rather than surly. What do you enjoy in your life? What do you want to hold on to? Write them down. Me, I want the song Skylark at the beginning of my service. It's a sad song, and it's going to be a sad time. I want people to cry. We are, Meg. Dying is scary, but we are brave, and we can talk about it together. And she offered this prayer. Great Spirit of love and truth, let us remember that we are of the nature to die. No one gets to skip that part. Let me sink into the knowledge that my body will return to the trees. Earth is where I've come from, and to earth I will return. Peace, peace, peace. Blessed be. And with that message, our time in our service comes where we breathe together. Will you take a breath with me? Breathing in and out, we follow our breath to a deeper place inside, a place of greater wisdom and that ocean of divine love. As we enter this time of music and quiet meditation, I invite you to keep in your heart and mind the members of our communities who are ill or in sorrow. We hold Amy Bennett in our hearts with gratitude that she is recovering from a recent stay in ICU. We celebrate with you any joy you are celebrating. Please come and tell somebody after church. Come and tell me in the line. We need your joys right now. And as the music plays, let us hold meditative quiet, of course, knowing that children and bodies still make sacred sounds. If you would like to light a candle, please do so. And when the music ends, let us hold some quiet together. God of many names, whose greatest gift is love, that looks like justice, that hears us in all languages and knows no human borders, thank you for this day. Thank you for this community. Please hear the prayers of our hearts as we light these candles. Amen. So this summer, your sibling congregation, Wildflower UU, had a brilliant idea. They decided that they wanted to give their tired lay leaders and staff a little break, and they wanted to support artists in the community in this hard time. So they invited artists of all different disciplines to come in and do their art during the sermon. And it was incredible. And so we did that, and then we did it again at Emerson in Houston. And it's been a very special thing, because there's nothing that I have to say in this moment that I didn't say in the four songs that you're going to hear this morning. What I would ask of you is you don't need to clap. We are going to make a sacred offering, and I invite you, as Wildflower invited their congregation, if you would like to journal or write anything down while you're listening, if you want to close your eyes, if you want to get up and dance at certain times, whatever you want to do. But this is our sermon in music for you this morning. And I will add that the songs you're about to hear, Brent Baldwin produced our record that they are on. So again, we can clap for him. And my heart is just full of love, I would just have to say, for Kaya and Meg. I would not be in ministry without having seen a woman in this pulpit and a woman in this pulpit with a guitar.
So lonely in a crowd, sometimes nothing helps. You're always trying, and it gets so tiring. So you call your mother from upstairs, say, call me by my new name. You just keep trying, but you get so tired. Downstairs, you know who he'll blame. You just keep fighting, 'cause it hurts to hide. Ooh. Put your makeup on, boy, you know you're not gonna die yet. It's your party now, you know who you are. Put your makeup on, boy, you know you're not gonna die yet. Get your favorite dress and your glitter on. Woo! Put your makeup on, boy, you know you're not gonna die yet. It's your party now, you know who you are. Put your makeup on, boy, you know you're not gonna die yet. Get your favorite dress and your glitter on. You know who you are. You don't owe them anything. You know who you are. You don't owe them anything. You know who. You don't owe them anything, you know who you are. You don't owe them anything, you know who you are. You can sing it with us, you know who you are. You know who you are. You know who you are.
That one is for our trans kin and for everyone who is doing the work of love to show up as they are. This one is about militarized capitalism.
Well, the spell that we're casting, it demands a reckoning, a reckoning. All
greed needs a sacrifice. Now or never, leave it all behind. Building spaceships, wasting time. A reckoning. All this hate claims your soul in kind. Marching armies selling you their lies. Looking down from up on high. I don't think we're getting out alive. Is this the last sunset we'll ever see? Television snow hangs like dust in the night sky. Shivers of sleep overtake us. Is this our statue in the sand? How will we know it's enough? How will we know it's enough? Yeah, basta.
I remember my colleague, the Reverend John Alou Johnstone, said to me, "I don't think we're getting out alive," when she heard me do that song, and I said, "It's a lamentation. A lamentation is a call to the divine to help you be with you in the change." And so that's what that song is. This one is called Stranger, and it's about grief.
Until I met you, never knew a stranger until you. Ooh. You took a world that loved me and cast it all aside. Sunshine, and you covered my eyes. Cover my eyes. Now I climbed every mountain. I still miss the view, but I traded all for one day in the valley with you. Ooh. yourself. You think you know the world. Grief makes you a different girl. You think you know yourself. You think you know the world. Grief makes you a different girl. You think you know yourself. You think you know the world. Grief makes you a different girl. You think you know yourself. You think you know the world. Grief makes you a different girl. I knew
Thank you. Our last song is The World's on Fire and We Still Fall in Love. And it is my theology in one song. We face the struggles of the world and we never forget that there is beauty and hope and love. Never. And if you know it, you are welcome to sing. If you want to stand up and move. The last thing we'll do after this is a Meg Barnhouse sing-along song as well. So we're going out singing. Thank you all for being present with each other and with us today. It's a hard time to look for hope when the truth can't feel like a joke or worse. They tell you it's your fault if you trust. There's one thing I know, it's this. Opposites do coexist. And the last thing they'll ever kill is love. The world's on fire and we still fall in love. The world's on fire and we still fall in love. The world's on fire and we're not giving up. No, no. Well, I could let you go. Say it's not worth it. Oh, I could give up before we know. 'Cause what's the use in having hope? Everything's wrong and it shows. I still look at you and I know one thing could be perfect. Woo! World's on fire and we still fall in love. World's on fire and we still fall in love. World's on fire and we're not giving up. No, no, we're not, no. I don't want to be naive, but I myself wanting to believe, and I think I could take a risk this time. Hard time to look for hope when the truth can't feel like a joke or worse. They tell you it's your fault if you try. World's on fire and we still fall in love. World's on fire. Fall in love. World's on fire and we're not giving up. No, no. One more time all together. World's on fire and we still fall in love. World's on fire and we still fall in love. That line. World's on fire and we still fall in love. World's on fire and we still fall in love. Woo! And thank you all. Thank you for doing something a little different with us today. Thank you. And we will now join in our closing hymn, I Invite You to Rise, in body or spirit. At Kaya's request, songs by Meg will be heard and sung along with Meg. So we are playing a video today of Meg and Kaya doing Meg's song, All Will Be Well. This is our closing hymn, and you are invited to sing.
All hand. And Julian, you are holy, you are holding my hand. She said, all will be well, all will be well, all manner of things will be well. I said, Julian, do you not know, do you not know about sorrow? And Julian, do you not know, do you not know about pain? I said, Julian, do you not know, do you not know about hunger? Julian, do you not know, do you not know about shame? She said, all will be well, all will be well, all manner of things will be well. I said, Julian, do you not know, do you not know about loneliness? And Julian, do you not know, do you not know about disease? And I said, Julian, do you not know, do you not know about cruelty? I said, Julian, it's too much, it's brought me to my knees. And she said, all will be well, all will be well, all manner of things will be well. And she said, no one does not know, does not know about sorrow. May no one does not know about pain. She said, no one does not know about hunger. No one does not know about shame. She said, all will be well, all will be well, all manner of things will be well. She said, no one does not know about loneliness. And no one does not know about disease. She said, no one does not know about cruelty. She said, I know, it's too much, it brought me to my knees, where I heard, all will be well, all will be well, all manner of things will be well. She said, baby girl, do you not know, do you not know about tenderness? She said, baby girl, do you not know, do you not know about friends? She said, baby girl, do you not know, do you not know about the spirit? She said, baby girl, do you not know, it's only love that never ends, it's only love that never ends. And so all will be well, all will be well, all manner of things will be well. And so all will be well, all will be well, all manner of things will be well.
Please join me in the words by which we extinguish the chalice. We extinguish this flame, but not the light of truth, the warmth of community, or the fire of commitment. These we hold in our hearts until we are together again.
It has been a blessing to be with you today and to look out and see the beauty of every one of your faces. Beloveds, thank you for your presence here today. Thank you for the gifts of love and beauty and humanity, truth, justice that you bring every time you walk in this door or roll in this door or crawl in this door. And thank you for the ways you grab that mission to your heart and live it in the world every day. We are a source of hope to each other and the world. Love survives. Love survives. From MLK to those we are grieving today, the love and the dreams still survive. Please, please, please ground yourself in hope as we go into this week. I am surrounding you, and the great mystery is surrounding you in so much love. Amen. Blessed be, and go in peace.
This is a production of the First Unitarian Universalist Church of Austin. For more information, go to our website at austinuu.org.